RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Novian Bakri, welcomed the newly announced 19% import tariff agreement for Indonesian products entering the United States, as announced by the U.S. President Donald Trump. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening national food security. He conveyed this during the Daulat Pangan Forum held in Jakarta on Thursday, July 17, 2025, organized by the Gajah Mada University Alumni Association in collaboration with Public Broadcasting Radio Republik Indonesia. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta ialah bualan dari dari yang sudah-sudah. Hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang kulihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
After this, I'll be playing you a song entitled Mantan Terindah, or The Loveliest Ex, I would say, because if it's translated literally, it will translate it into the most beautiful ex. But this beautiful term, or terindah in Indonesia, it doesn't mean the physical appearance, but rather than that, it's more towards the memories and the relationship itself. That's why the title is the most beautiful ex in terms of memories, relationship, etc. So now enjoy Mantan Terindah by Raisa.
Mengapa engkau waktu itu putuskan cintaku? Dan saat ini ingin bertemu dan mengulang jalin cinta. Mau dikatakan apa lagi, kita tak akan pernah satu. Engkau di sana, aku di sini.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Called as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
And be Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru pada potang, nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Listener Karaw Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karaw Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karaw, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karaw. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are 1 penarune, 2 penggual, and 2 simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by 5 different instruments, namely sarune. As an aerophone, Gendang Indung as a membranophone, and Gendang Anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh Listener, while gendang telu, sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Oh,
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Apabila nanti kau rindukanku di dekatmu, pasti akan kembali. Untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkan.
selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities.